Now, September begins with a strong mind activation code. The 1st of September, 2020, adds up to 14, which reduces to 5. And 1 and 5 are both in the mind triad in numerology. So you will feel very intellectually activated. That means engaging in activities that stimulate you in terms of your intelligence is important. So the number one always celebrates new beginnings. And in this case, because of the number 14-5, universal date, we have beginnings and freedom that are being celebrated. So your mind being stimulated is seeking new adventures, liberation. And so the clarity and awareness are very, very strong. You may need to make several decisions and quickly, and definitely a new, fresh direction is forged now. Adventurous new beginnings are definitely easy to implement, to instigate, and explore. So be prepared for change, be adaptable, and be open. Now in the stars, we have Mercury, the mind planet, trine to Pluto, which is a beautiful way to start the month because it gives you a great desire to influence and impact others. You strive to feel recognized and appreciated. You have intense, very deep conversations that go into the profound levels. So any new perceptions on spirituality, psychology, inspirations, any of the mystical topics, the deep topics are favored due to your heightened psychic abilities. And you may feel a nervous intensity as you uncover new answers, which is totally fine because what you're tapping into is empowerment. And that can sometimes make us a little nervous as we gain confidence and stand for something or discover something, dive into the truth and realize, oh my gosh, this is going to change how I move forward from now on. So you can make incredibly empowering discoveries. Now, Wednesday, the 2nd of September, has a beautiful code of 15. So 2 being the number of the decade, balance and harmony merge with 15, which is the spiritual alchemist, uplifting others through joy. So love and relationships take center stage today. Listening to your intuition will yield wonderful insights about generating abundance and financial flow, which are governed by the number 15 and 6. So you're tuned into forgiveness, into creating harmony and intimacy. Self-care is very important today, so make sure that while you're nurturing others, you take care of yourself. And any healing arises from being filled with compassion and kindness. So be patient and caring and connect lovingly with everyone. And then we come to the big event of September 2nd, and that is, of course, the full moon at 10 degrees in Pisces, which we covered in the first segment. So have a listen to that. Now, it happens at 6:22 a.m. Universal Time London, 1:22 a.m. Eastern Time, and on September 1st, Pacific Time. That's 11:22 p.m., so very late in the day. Now, even if you're not a Pisces or have Pisces as your rising sign or have your natal moon in Pisces, obviously this forecast is still hugely impactful because you have Pisces in your chart. So we covered the main transits in the other forecast. The only other one I will add is that we have this Venus opposite Saturn situation, which of course we covered in the first segment, but Venus is also square to Mars. And that's important because Mars is stationing retrograde now. I mean, it's about to station retrograde. It's a week away, so it's pretty much come to a standstill. So this Venus square Mars is very important because Venus governs the divine feminine that we're moving into. And September, of course, is a 13 universal month, which is the divine feminine vibration. So you feel sensually and sexually activated when there is a square. Remember that squares are about activation energy. So this transit is energetically exhilarating. And the only thing you need to guard against is being overexcited or using this energy to be aggressive, which is the old paradigm, right? To fight or to argue. So you want to channel the energy into manifesting your deepest desires in a very creative way. So this is an important part of the Pisces full moon experience. Then on Thursday, the 3rd of September, we have a wonderful creativity code and sensitivity code with the number 3 and the number 16, which reduces to 7. And that allows you to express yourself in a very heart-centered way. So your mind is very open to new ideas and imaginative perspectives. You want to take a time out that was already reinforced with the Pisces full moon, Venus opposite Saturn. And today continues that energy where you want to just surrender to love, right? Surrender to joy. While needing some time alone today, you also feel social and friendly because of the number 3. So you want to relax and play. Be playful, enjoy and bask in a serene, uplifting environment and activities, and use your imagination and intuition to create those intuitive breakthroughs, which is what the number 16-7 represents, is a really heightened perception. Now today, Mercury trines Saturn, and that was active as well during the full moon. So you have these immense powers of concentration and perseverance today. Your mind is very thorough as you go into deep philosophical thinking and consider everything with patience. And this transit favors business dealings. It enhances your analytical abilities. So you can probe and get serious about a project that requires your mind to be fully engaged, immersed in what it is you are uncovering and discovering. Focus on the positive and you will make great progress because your concentration is outstanding. So you want to be patient and focus on the practical and on the real. And if you feel inclined to, seek input from a mentor because Saturn governs mentorship. Now, Friday, the 4th of September adds up to 17. Now, we know that that number 17 will be activated during the Virgo new moon in a very big way on the 17th of September with Mercury at 17 degrees. So this is the first inkling of how this number of immortality is impacting us this month. Now, keep in mind that because it's the 4th of September and 17 reduced to 8, that we have the very dynamic 4 and 8 code of destiny and fate activated today. And we will do so again 2 more times on the 13th of September and on the 22nd of September. And that means that we really feel the impact of our actions, right? The feedback that happens. You can call it karma, you can call it dharma, whatever it may be, you are participating and there is a response to your energy. And that is really felt today in general about your life as a whole. Now, manifestation is bringing things into order. So you can use bringing things into order and manifestation to enhance your life. And you are laying a foundation for your vision to be actualized. Remember, this is a powerful day because 17 means leave a legacy behind. So by taking control of your plans, you can tap into tremendous abundance opportunities because 17 is also about wealth and abundance and financial flow. So taking care of details helps to just allow you to take ownership of your life. The details themselves are very important. And they allow you to lead with confidence because you've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's. You've not left anything behind. So this is very much about organization and bringing security in your life that then allows you to experience lasting success. Now, Venus at 27 degrees Cancer squares Mars at 27 degrees Aries, and that allows you to feel that strong activation, right? And this is what we discussed for the full moon in Pisces. This square is now exact. Now, 27 degrees is about unconditional love, leading, so being in a leadership position, leading with wisdom, leading with compassion. So remember that everything you do, and it'll feel very passionate today with this square of Venus and Mars, needs to be coming from a place of wisdom and love. Mercury sextiles Venus today, so that happens the same day. Venus is very activated today, and that allows you to easily share your ideas vocally or in written form with a lot of compassion and share with people close to you that you love them and appreciate others with your words. So you in turn will be touched by others' display of affection towards you. So your artistic creative gifts are really enhanced now. So you want to listen to your inner poet. You want to listen to that beautiful creative voice inside of you. Venus and Mercury joined together always enhance social interaction. So you want to partake in that if you can. And pay attention to the sound of your voice. Sounds around you. How sound impacts you. Your sensitivity to the meaning behind sound is very strong. So show appreciation through giving and through gratitude. Then on the 5th of September, Saturday, we have a code of adventure and a code of rest. So this is about taking risks, experiencing a pivot point, letting go, exploring new directions, ending what's no longer working, something has run its course, or just resting more, and that rest allows you to really get inspired about what it is you need to focus on that is brand new, that leads to a liberation. So some kind of decision can lead to a celebration or culmination. It's really time to let go completely and take that new risk, set a radical new intention, and prepare for the unexpected. Take time to get that extra R&R. Now the moon squares Pluto today. This is very brief. When the moon makes any transit, it just lasts a few hours, so it's very short-lived. And Pluto, of course, dives into the truth, so you're discovering how to use your intuition to feel emotionally empowered versus engaging in emotional power struggles, which are about getting a control over. You want to just be in control of your own life and not project a lack of security by controlling somebody else. So the more conscious and self-aware you are of both light and dark, the greater your perception of energy and your ability to read situations and read people. Because this, again, is very intuitive, this moment between Moon and Pluto. So your emotions may be heightened, and emotional excitement can be stronger with this aspect. So be patient and breathe. If you feel a reaction coming on, focus on discovering on your internal awakening, right? Instead of projecting that reaction outwards onto somebody else. So if you do that, this transit can bring many deep discoveries. And then on Sunday, the 6th of September, we have the number 6 of love, nurturing, being the counselor, the mentor, the parental, motherly, fatherly, inspire of love, like holding a space for love and also abundance, very abundant number 6. And then the whole date adds up to 19, which is the Prince of Heaven number. So being of service in a new way, in an enlightened way, Prince of Heaven being the sun, is very encouraged. Loving boldly is really encouraged. An innovative approach to love is felt in your intimate relationships. Abundance is attracted to innovation. Now, the number 6 is very connected to prosperity, and 19 is about shining your light in a new way, right? Taking ownership of your uniqueness and your original ideas. And that, coupled with joy and passion, results in abundance. So love and be open to being cherished in return. Nurturing yourself and taking time for self-care is important today. Helping others will open the door for new, delightful opportunities. It's a beautiful day to be with loved ones, to be at home and with family, and it is a Sunday. Venus enters Leo today. I love this because Leo is a fire sign. It is ruled by the sun. And so Venus is entering the sign of confidence, the royal sign, the sign of confidence and play, creativity. And so you will feel a lot more creative now over the next few weeks. You're encouraged to love more passionately. You see and nurture creative potential in others. You enjoy performances, music, theater, and art, whether that's online or in person, depending on where you live in the world. You have the luxury and pleasure enhanced in your life. So that experience of luxury and pleasure is important now because it reminds you of the abundance on earth. The abundant fragrances and beauty is what Venus represents, right? So your creativity helps you to break out of old patterns so you can embrace a new passionate way of life. And then on Monday, the 7th of September, we have an interesting start to the week because this is more a day to rest, take a time out. So if you are working, you need to take time to listen to your inner voice. And you want to spend one-on-one time with a close friend or a partner. And that's just as important as having that time to yourself. So this is a day of introspection, of harmony, of peace, spiritual insights, discoveries. Your spiritual and mental energy are brought into balance now when you honor serenity and peace. Now the moon trines the sun today. This is so beautiful. It's a happy transit. It's about being affectionate and loving and just understanding that those little gifts and the recognition you receive and praise and advantages, they're all naturally part of the ebb and flow of life. So you may feel recognized today for something, for your gifts, or you may extend that recognition to somebody else. And you just feel very, very good. You feel connected to the divine. And on Tuesday, the 8th of September, we can have a lot of momentum. This is a wonderful day to focus on abundance again, on leadership. The whole date adds up to 21, which reduces to 3. And of course, 21 is connected to our 21st century of truth and joy. 3 is the number of creativity, using your imagination, expressing yourself, happiness, joy. So joy and self-expression empower you. Joy and self-expression allow you to feel abundant and in turn attract abundance. Joy and self-expression help you to take leadership as you relax into who you are as a confident being. So embrace today that you are a creative visionary and create that vision for your life. Express your heart and soul with confidence and courage. Be both playful and disciplined. So create and manifest. The two numbers allow you to really be in that inspiring energy and that manifestation energy to create great results. Financial expansion is also enhanced today, as I was saying, especially when you are in that creative mode, in that imagination, having fun, being passionately engaged. Now, the moon trines Saturn today. Again, this is very short-lived, just a few hours. So you take your feelings seriously, and you are responsible for your total well-being. It's a reminder of that. You have self-control. You basically respond to a sense of duty. It just feels natural to just take on the responsibilities. So it's a good day to get some work done, spend some alone time. And it's also a good day for emotional commitment to a project or to a relationship. So your feelings are understood at a level that bring wonderful clarity. And you feel more protective of your loved ones as well. So you share that practical encouragement and nourishment with them.